of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The chances of you encountering one of those afternoon or evening storms will get better and better over the next few days. Today, high temperature in the lower 90s, very humid, heat index near or above 100 again. Random, scattered afternoon and evening storms will be a little bit more numerous than they were yesterday. They'll fade out tonight, and even the nights will be like a steam bath. Overnight, low temperature 75. Tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and the 4th of July, Saturday, look for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening. So be flexible and have a plan B. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help with low rates and an easy approval process. A home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are searching for a missing teenager. 17-year-old Leslie Pantaleon was last seen by her mother last Wednesday. She was seen driving a 2006 blue Chevy Trailblazer with Alabama tag 3BF4014. Selma residents are now required to wear face masks when they're out in public. Mayor Dario Melton issued an executive order requiring that face masks be worn in the city late last week. There is a $25 fine in place for anyone found violating the order. And Jefferson County has now passed Montgomery County for the highest number of coronavirus cases. Across the state, there are more than 36,600 confirmed cases. More than 10,000 of those cases were confirmed within the last 2 weeks. Health officials say at least 905 people have died. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. That's where we are. A couple of housekeeping issues. Number one, don't forget about the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing. We're going to do that drawing on Thursday. It will be dark on Friday replay. This will be for the 4th July edition of the Sweet Creek Farm Market basket. Give them a call, 280 Farm. They have the $25 Boston butt, $25 ribs. They've got watermelon that are great. They got cantaloupes that I got to sample that were really good. The corn is to die for. That's what I'm doing. Corn, and then more corn. Because corn with steak and eating out on 3rd, 4th, and 5th of July is my kind of deal there. And I'll be doing all three of those, by the way. Also, we have something new here from John Williams. He wants you to be his guest for dinner for two on Mortgage Corporation of the South. He's going to give you a gift card for $50, so you can go anywhere you want to for dinner. But if you want to get in the drawing, all you need to do is say, I want in on the Mortgage Corporation of the South gift, $50 gift card from John Williams. And we'll do that drawing on Thursday when he goes in at 1 o'clock. So we're excited about having him as part of the Dan Marsh Show. Again, thank Jeff Sessions for calling in. What a nice guy. Senator Kennedy.
Yeah, I saw this live.
This was funny. Senator Kennedy's going to be talking about the Supreme Court abortion ruling with Martha McCollum.
Chief Justice John Roberts, who sided with liberal justices in two other big rulings this month on DACA and LGBT rights, and taking some heat from his fellow conservatives tonight as the Supreme Court strikes down a Louisiana law which would have required doctors who perform abortions in the state to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. 5-4 ruling has abortion rights activists celebrating.
Women have larger access today to make a decision that they know will have the best impact for their lives and the lives of the children they choose or not choose to bring into this world.
Louisiana Senator John Kennedy joins me now. He's a member of the Judiciary Committee. Senator, what's your reaction and what's the reaction of the people in your constituency in Louisiana?
The process bothers me as much as the result. The Chief Justice today joined with the four liberals on the court to strike down Louisiana's statute. 4 years ago, in a case out of Texas, same statute, same issue, the Chief Justice voted with the conservatives. Today, he voted with the liberals. He changed his vote. He flip-flopped. He flip-flopped like a banked catfish. And that's why I say the process worries me as much as the result. This is why so many people think that our federal courts, our federal judges have become nothing but politicians in robes. Now, the Chief Justice famously says all the time that he's just an umpire. All he does is call balls and strikes.
That's right.
Well, 4 years ago, he called a ball. Today, same pitch. He called a strike. And I don't know what else to say, Martha. Yeah. He just changed his vote with no explanation.
Like a bank catfish flip-flopping. Don't you love that guy?
Oh, man.
You got to smile when you watch him. And I know he writes these things down because you can tell he's kind of waiting for the place to insert saying here. So let me stay with Senator Kennedy here. And he uses a word, looked inauthentic versus unauthentic, but he said inauthentic. Listen in.
Are you concerned, as other conservatives like you are, that this court is overall not as conservative as the presidents who chose these justices might have thought?
The point is that the law is not supposed to be politics practiced a different way. You've got to be consistent. And this, to me, is one more example why the issue of abortion should not be in the court system. It ought to be in front of state legislatures and the United States Congress. Nobody in their right mind believes that in 1787, mm-hmm. when the people voted, or the drafters drafted the Constitution, and the people voted on the Constitution, that they intended to include the right to an abortion. The Constitution doesn't even mention abortion.
True.
And that's why the courts look, they just look inauthentic.
when they play politics. Okay. Like,
inauthentic. I don't think there's quite a word of inauthentic, but we'll keep going. Now he's going to be asked about the Russia bounty.
I want to ask you about another topic, which is this intelligence that the Russians put a bounty through the Taliban on American lives. And the president said he wasn't briefed on it. We now know that as of this evening, he has now been briefed on this issue. Here's Nancy Pelosi talking about this. Watch it.
This is as bad as it gets. And yet the president will not confront the Russians on this score, denies being briefed, whether he is or not. His administration knows. Just as I've said to the president, with him, all roads lead to Putin. He will not. I don't know what the Russians have on the president politically, personally, financially, or whatever it is.
What do you expect the president to do now that he's seen this intelligence?
Well, the speaker says that Putin is blackmailing President Trump. You know, you can only be young once, but you can always be immature. The speaker's made a number of sophomoric observations like that, and I think we just have to ignore. I don't know what the facts are here. Everybody's getting all lathered up over a story that appeared in the New York Times. Now, we have no indication, no evidence that the story is accurate. We all know, any fair-minded person knows, that the New York Times hates Republicans. The New York Times would support a dead raccoon over a Republican if the raccoon had a D behind its name.
A dead raccoon if it had a D behind his name. Other than that, he is so colorful. They threw the mole away on him after he got started on Earth. He's something else. Let me stay with the Supreme Court ruling. Shannon Bream owned the ruling, and listen to it.
A mixed day today at the Supreme Court for the Trump administration, a win on control over the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and a loss as the court struck down a Louisiana law regulating abortion clinics. Our chief legal correspondent and Fox News at Night host, Shannon Bream, here to look at the results. Mixed bag. Good evening, Shannon. What's the bottom line of this impact of the ruling on abortion?
Well, Brett, Louisiana law that required doctors performing abortions to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals was struck down in a 5-4 decision today. The majority was led by Justice Stephen Breyer and held the law was unconstitutional, agreeing with the lower court's ruling, saying this, quote, that Louisiana's law poses a substantial obstacle to women seeking an abortion, that the law offers no significant health-related benefits, that the law consequently imposes an undue burden on a woman's constitutional right to choose to have an abortion. Chief Justice John Roberts served as the swing vote, not that he agreed with the underlying reasoning, but that the justices found a very similar Texas law unconstitutional back in 2016. And the precedent matters. Quote, the legal doctrine of stare decisis requires us, absent special circumstances, to treat like cases alike. Well, in his dissent, Justice Thomas argued the court shouldn't be relying on its abortion precedents at all, saying this, quote, those decisions created the right to abortion out of whole cloth without a shred of support from the Constitution's text. Our abortion precedents are grievously wrong and should be overruled. Well, the law in question was authored by a Democrat in Louisiana and did pass with bipartisan support. Tonight, the state's pro-life Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards says he's disappointed, but he respects the court's decision, and he says he'll continue to, quote, advocate for the sanctity of life.
She is really good, by the way. I wish she was in the earlier slot versus the late night slot. I think she kind of gets lost in there. She's very smart, very attractive. And she handles herself really well. Martha McCollum kind of, it takes her a little while to get her wind up in a question and things like that, but Shannon Bream's smart cookie. Let's continue on. Robert's role and other cases that are pending here.
Brett.
You know, on this case, quickly, about Chief Justice John Roberts, I've talked to some legal watchers and court watchers who say, he's kind of becoming a Kennedy swing vote, even on the issue of abortion, which surprised some people.
Yeah, one longtime court follower called it him becoming Anthony Kennedy on steroids. I mean, he continues to be a very critical swing vote. You know, and today he said, I've got to stick with the precedent that we decided back in 2016. But in 2016, he was a dissenter to that opinion. So a lot of conservatives today are saying, why didn't you step up and dissent in this opinion? And that, of course, would have turned it into a majority 5-4 opinion to uphold the law, Brett.
It's fascinating. Almost lost in the shuffle today. Another big decision. This one dealing with a key federal agency and the president's power over it.
Yeah, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau was created under the Obama administration. This is back in response to the 2008 financial crisis. Critics have long claimed that it's got too much unchecked power. Well, today, the Supreme Court upheld the framework of the agency, but did recognize the president's power to fire the director. Quote, the structure of the CFPB violates the separation of powers, the court adding, the agency may continue to operate, but its director must be removable by the president at will. Now, we are still awaiting a number of high-profile decisions, including those cases involving efforts by multiple House committees, also a prosecutor in Manhattan, who are trying to get access to the president's tax and financial records. That could happen as soon as tomorrow, because that's when we get the next round of opinions, 10 a.m.
Okay, so that may be, we may say that today, this tax record thing is going to be important because this will be part of the fodder for 2020 if they say you can release it.
Right.
And if they say it's not, then it's going to be he's hiding something.
The one that I reported on today when it came out at about 9 o'clock our time was the ruling over Montana's scholarship laws.
Right.
Which is good news for anybody who likes school choice voucher programs, these opportunity scholarship where you get tax write-offs for donating to give kids scholarships. It could go to parochial religious schools. And it makes sense to me because you're creating the scholarship for the parent to choose where to send their kid. So I thought it was a good ruling on that particular case.
I tell you what, Joey, you know, we talk off mic. There's so many nutty things going on here. Just absolutely incredible.
Yes.
In fact, the world has turned on its head here. Let me go to a break. Dan Mar Show, we'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time, and I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. Keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Or the insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your year for a walk-behind lawnmower upgrade? Well, if so, come by CTE and check out Honda walk-behind mowers. They're the best. No, Now, don't just take my word for it. You know Honda consistently wins consumer product awards, and Honda has the best warranty in the industry, up to 5 years. And right now, here at CTE, we have Honda mowers on sale starting at only $359. Now, you won't find a Honda for that price at a home store. And this month, when you buy a new Honda here from CTE, you'll get 1 year additional warranty for free. Not sure which Honda model is right for you? No problem. At CTE, you can try before you buy here at the store, or you can even rent one and take it home for the weekend. Now, who else does all that? That's what I thought. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Fourth of July, a week of fun. Hey, don't forget about my good friend John Williams at Mortgage Corporation of the South. Two things. One, we're doing the drawing. He does a gift card now. He's going to do it for every week for, I believe, a month, and we'll kind of see how this works. But if you call in and say, I want in on the John Williams Mortgage Corporation of the South $50 gift card for dinner for two, then we'll put your name in. We're going to do that drawing when he calls in on Thursday at 1 o'clock. But if you're thinking about getting anything refinanced on your house or even car, call Mortgage Corporation of the South. John is a great guy. I tell you what, he's had real success using this show as a platform for his company. And y'all are really responding, and I greatly, greatly appreciate that. He really resolves problems. The people that know him, that I know, that I'm good friends with, just rave about him. When I first met him, we instantly liked each other. Get ready to copy his telephone number down. Give him a call. Give him a call today. 567-9000, 567-9000, Mortgage Corporation of the South. Okay. Kevin McCarthy was in a kind of rare form this morning. Schumer doing it for political purposes. Oh, come on, Kevin. That couldn't be so.
McCarthy, when you look at how this story is going, Chuck Schumer says, what's worse, not knowing or knowing and not doing anything about it? How do you answer him?
Well, I think it's worse is what Chuck Schumer is playing into. He's playing politics with American lives by saying what he's saying. We all know that Russia is dangerous to America. That's why this administration, the Trump administration, changed from the Obama administration of a resetting. What the president did was gave weapons to Ukraine. What the president Trump did is also put sanctions on Russia. President Trump is doing everything he can to protect our American troops. But the idea of leaking information, not even knowing whether it's true or not in the process, and playing it out in politics is dangerous to all Americans who serve in our military anywhere in the world. This is not a place for this. Chuck Schumer is part of the Gang of Eight as I am myself. And this is not the way we should handle the situation or classified information and play it out into politics.
Weaponizing the information is basically what it gets down to. So Kevin McCarthy now is going to be asked, and Fox has kind of did this with everybody, what if it is true? Same question was asked yesterday.
Well, it certainly is not illegal for the New York Times to print the story, and everybody's picked it up. But it is illegal, whoever inside the government did leak it to the New York Times, essentially. But ultimately, let's say it is true, Leader McCarthy, and Russia did pay, and I know there's some concern about whether or not a car bombing in April of 2019 resulted in the deaths of three Marines. Ultimately, if it did happen and Russia did pay to have Americans killed, what are we going to do to Russia?
Well, there'd be many options of what we could do to Russia. The one thing you do have to find right now, find out if it is true. I know individuals are saying they have questions on both sides. Let's get all the information and let's not play this out into the public. Let's get the real information so those on hand can do the actions that we need to hold back. The one thing I do know that this president has done, though, stronger sanctions against Russia by any other president, standing up to them, also giving Ukraine weapons where Obama would only give them blankets. I mean, let's handle this in the manner in which we should, making sure we're protecting our troops first and foremost, that regardless whoever ever looks at American troops, that they will have consequences for any actions that they go after.
You know, you listen to the rhetoric of Nancy Pelosi. We played the piece yesterday. You heard a portion of it a little while ago. Or Schumer. Schumer, they're just off the charts. And Kevin McCarthy sounds so much more reasonable and practical. And he is now becoming this kind of centerpiece of stability within the Republican Party. Mitch McConnell's excitement level is so low that you couldn't tell if he's reasonable or not. Michael Pence is the other person that's playing that role. But Kevin McCarthy has really kind of moved up the food chain, and I hope he's got the right people in there for running for these congressional districts and we can get back Congress. It seems from some of the information I've seen that that is very doable. Is the question is, when we're looking at some of these state polls, when they start coming out that are not registered voters but likely voters, what does that look like in some key swing states? This is Kevin McCarthy on mask.
Congressman, I was talking to a friend yesterday. She's in Georgia at Sea Island, and she said they're on the beach and all their kids with all their kids, and they have to wear masks on the beach, and they're requiring that. She said they're burning up hot, but they're requiring it, and even the little ones, her little three-year-old has to wear a mask. She said it's annoying, but she wants to stay safe. In your home state of California, they're doing the same thing. They're actually closing the beaches in some parts of your state for the July 4th weekend, shutting down bars now and mandating the mask because we're seeing a rise in cases. What's your advice for your home state?
Well, for my home state, I do believe in wearing masks. I do not want to shut the economy back down. Every day we learn more information about this virus. What we're learning now is it's not being passed by our utensils and others, what we thought early. It actually is the droplets from individuals to another one. So wearing a mask, social distancing, not touching your face and washing your hands is a way that we can continue the economy opening up. In my home community, it's not the bars as much that is passing from the health community telling me. It's from within their own homes. So we need to continue to practice the social distancing.
Again, steady Eddie, very methodical, not off the charts or anything. And it's going to be interesting to see what role he is going to play in the convention and how he's going to appear as far as the leadership and getting Congress back, because that mantra needs to get back out there. What the Democrats have been doing, obstruction and win, lose, or draw, president's race, Republicans must get the House back. Let me go to a break. Coming back, you can comment on COVID-19 right after this.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Six till nine and afternoons three till six. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Miss Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are working hard to get our new showroom open. But in the meantime, we are continuing to wheel and deal on everything in our other two showrooms. We have Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Sutherland, and other great mattresses, beds, headboards, and some bedroom furniture always on sale. Factories are having trouble filling orders due to shortages in raw materials. While Mr. Sandman has run out of some models, I still have mattresses in all price ranges in stock. New shipments are coming in weekly, but some products are being delayed 2 or 3 weeks. Even though there are some shortages, I am still discounting throughout my showrooms. Mr. Sandman Mattress sells a number of different adjustable bases, and we stock many extra-long twin mattresses. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store since last century because we offer more choices, better prices, and excellent customer service. Our salespeople are nice and helpful, not pushy. If you need a mattress for yourself, your precious children, or a guest room, visit us Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here on this beautiful Alabama River, but this week I can't invite you down because it's July 4th weekend. You know, we shut down every year for a week and give all our employees time to get out and vacation with their family before school gets going again. So we'll be shut down this week, but I sure want to tell y'all how much we appreciate your support. You showed us after we got open back up. It's been very nice to have all you come out and show some love. We appreciate that. I want to share some words with you this time. The way things are going, this is an old Willie Dixon blues song that he wrote a long time ago, but I'd like to share with the July 4th Independence Weekend. It just kind of feels like something I share with you. It says, "You make great planes to span the skies. You gave sight to a blind man with other men's eyes. You even made submarines can stay submerged for weeks. It don't make sense. You can't make peace." Y'all, have a happy 4th of July and spread some love and spread some peace.
I got David Little from Chuck and Pecan. Things are opening back up a little more now.
You got a lot going on down at Tucker.
Yes, they are, Bubba. Everything's getting right and getting back to normal. And I tell you what, I want to thank everybody for sticking with us through all this tough time. And you know what? We are making candy fresh daily if you need a gift. We've got some great beach tote bags, lake bags. We've got all that. Got those wonderful dry wick beach towels in. And you know, if that's not your thing, we just got some good old-fashioned food. We've got the Bearded Pickle Guys pickles. We got Vertigo hot sauce. We've got the Crowded Flour grits. We've got Captain Rodney's. We've got the Little Bull seasoning. Go on your steaks, your barbecue, your vegetables. We've got all that. Plus, we have great jewelry. You know, if you need a gift for somebody, all you got to do is call us up, come by. We'll take care of your gift giving. We'll wrap it, and it will be the best gift ever.
Tell them where you are.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
Hello, this is Yasmin Holston with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Pam Husso. Another state taking steps to address rising coronavirus cases.
Tennessee is reporting more than 40 new hospitalizations daily due to coronavirus infection, and that has Governor Bill Lee extending the state of emergency. That order will now remain in effect until at least August 29th.
Fox's Evan Brown, the nation's top infectious disease expert, says recent outbreaks are putting the entire nation at risk. More questions over allegations that Russia offered bounties to militants linked to the Taliban to kill American forces.
This administration appears unwilling to even acknowledge the gravity of the situation, unwilling to even express concern.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, the White House maintains the intelligence hasn't been verified and that President Trump wasn't briefed. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The chances of you encountering one of those afternoon or evening storms will get better and better over the next few days. Today, high temperature in the lower 90s, very humid, heat index near or above 100 again. Random, scattered afternoon and evening storms will be a little bit more numerous than they were yesterday. They'll fade out tonight, and even the nights will be like a steam bath. Overnight low temperature 75. Tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and the 4th of July, Saturday, look for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening. So be flexible and have a plan B. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. We have two drawings going on simultaneously, the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing. Any call is eligible for that. And then we have the Mortgage Corporation of the South. John Williams wants to be your host for Dinner for Two gift card for $50. You just need to tell me that you want to get in the Mortgage Corporation of the South. $50 gift card drawing for Dinner for Two from John Williams, and you're in. Let me go back to Kevin McCarthy on COVID-19. Listen to this.
Let's add to this, and I don't know what you do with this stat. We get a lot of this. But if you look at the deaths in this country, even 2 weeks ago, 11% of all deaths were due to COVID-19. Now, even though the cases are going up, it goes from 11 to 7. So more people are getting it and surviving with it. Number one, it could be that maybe this virus is not as severe. This version of the virus is not as severe. Number two, younger people are getting it, but they survive it and they're immune to it. So is that a good thing?
A good thing would be nobody getting the virus, and that would be China not lying to the rest of the world. I mean, the study says 95% of this never would have happened had China not lied. Well, it is here now and something we didn't invite here. The thing we are knowing as the American ingenuity, we're testing 600,000 people a day. Well, more than 31 million. No other country can do that. So as you test more, you will find more. But what we're also doing from our health community and from our science and medicine, we're finding better ways of treatment. And that's what you're finding here, that people are getting treated faster because they're being tested sooner. They're beginning the treatment and healthier as we go through this. One thing about America, we will overcome this. We will find a vaccine. We're finding therapies for it. And we will actually not only save America, but save the rest of the world from what China lied to us and put havoc and death throughout this world.
And listen to these folks. I mean, what's happening out there is you have a surge of cases of people that are under 35. It's the Joey age. And the risk of something bad happening to you is very low.
Right.
Paul Moore, my cardiologist, we were talking, we're old friends, and he was saying that, you know, they tell their clients, because they're dealing with people that are at risk, that are much older, and he said, if you have... You just think you've been around somebody with COVID-19, you ought to go get tested. Because if you can find out quickly and you don't end up having pulmonary problems, then your chances of survival are much better. He also commented the fact that the older population is doing a great job of not getting around the virus.
Right.
They're doing a great job. And... You know, you go out, and it's true. You go out to eat, you don't see, you know, I'm the oldest person in the room. I used to not be that way. Now Dennis is older. But you really do see a difference, particularly in those settings that you're going to be around people for more than 15 minutes.
Right.
I mean, when I go into the grocery store, I'm pew out. And so... I really think people are kind of misinterpreting this whole thing. What did you say the newspaper said on the governor's?
Yeah, the Montgomery Advertiser. You know, we played the governor's press conference as it happened. Or like
which basically, for a reminder of the audience, she's keeping everything the same till July the 31st.
And the first sentence, I just pulled up the article again. Here's the first sentence from Montgomery Advertiser's write-up. The cases continue to rise, but Alabama's approach to COVID-19 will remain the same.
Oh, man. What do they want us to go put combat gear on or something?
Right.
It just amazes me of how it's just panic. And, you know, the hospital beds in Alabama are fine, if I'm reading everything correctly of what she said. They're not being alarmist by that. They're just saying, be cautious. And I think that's a great thing to do. I mean, I certainly am. I now am accustomed to putting on a mask when I go into any public place, including the doctor's office or the hospital. But and the only thing I don't like about it is it's so damn hard to breathe. So if you find me passed out in front of public, you know what happened to me. Let me stay with Kevin McCarthy on mask and the president. He just had to ask.
Leader McCarthy, you've said that everybody should wear a mask. What about the president? You know, he's made it clear he doesn't want to wear a mask, but his federal government says everybody should wear a mask. Don't you think it would be a powerful symbol if the president of the United States would put on a mask and understand what so many people around the country are doing to try to slow down the spread of this thing?
Remember, I say wear a mask, but when you see me speak on the floor when nobody else is around me, I'm not wearing a mask at that time.
Sure.
When you see the president speak, I think the social distancing. I've known the president to have worn masks at times as he goes forward. I do think the health of the nation, to make sure this economy down. Sorry. That is not the approach to take. With the more information we have, knowledge today, wearing the mask is the best opportunity for us to keep this economy open, keep us working, keep us safe, and help us as we build towards that vaccine where we're in a much stronger position than any other country before.
I just don't see any downside in the president being seen more often wearing it. It's symbolic. Obviously, it's patriotic because you're not only protecting yourself, you're protecting other people. I've heard that there are people around the president who say, no, you shouldn't wear it. But nonetheless, it would be a powerful symbol.
It would. I mean, for the 4th of July, we could all show our patriotism with a red, white, and blue mask going out there.
Did you hear, you know, he's going to do Mount Rushmore and that the Dems saying you're going to a racist memorial?
Yeah, it'll hail the legacy of white supremacy.
Yeah, that old Abe Lincoln.
That's crazy.
These people are just phenomenal. And then in Seattle, we had another shooting that was there, another death at a firefight that happened with the kind of self-appointed law enforcement just did a hail of bullets into this Jeep and killed another. Two blacks have died in CHOP. Two black teens, one 19, I think the other one's younger than that. But nobody talks about that.
Right.
What happened to Black Lives Matter? I guess it didn't matter if there's somebody in here dying in the CHOP zone there. Okay, so Kevin McCarthy's going to talk about, this is very interesting, the proxy vote that Dems have given up. This is a battle cry subject matter and issue for getting back the House.
Mr. Leader, Steve Scalise was tweeting out about the proxy vote thing. So Nancy Pelosi saying she's extending the proxy vote. She was doing it for 45 days. She started it on May 20th. And for folks at home that don't know what that is, it's where she's telling the folks in the House that they can stay at home if they don't feel comfortable coming to Washington. They can vote from home and they can participate in their committee meetings from home. And correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what it is, right?
Yes, what it is shadow voting. What it is giving all your votes to Nancy Pelosi. So if you voted for your member of Congress, she or he, they no longer have the power. They turned it off today. They turned it over to Nancy Pelosi. They stay home. They're getting paid for not working. Congress is essential. We work through yellow fever, through the burning of this Capitol.
So they're not even working through Zoom? Because a lot of people are doing this. A lot of companies are doing this. I know Republicans said it's unconstitutional. Steve Scalise says she's extending her proxy voting scheme for another 45 days. Americans get back to work. Dems extend their free pass to skip work altogether. But are they not working at all?
No, they don't show up. Work in Congress means you are the representative for your district. They have loaned you the power. They have loaned you the voice. So who is the voice for you if you go to Congress? If you're not voting on the floor, another member walks up and says, Kevin McCarthy wanted to vote this way. That's all the work you do. And if you want to vote by proxy, you have to sign a letter that you're physically unable to be here. Well, what do we find? Charlie Crist said he was unable to come to Congress, but he got in a car and drove for 2.5 hours to try to watch a launch of a spaceship. That's what he decided to do instead of represent his people. If you are not on the floor to give the voice of your district, you miss the whole opportunity, and that becomes law.
Very sellable point. They do need some way they can pictorially show that. But that these guys not showing up, and the Republicans are there, that's a, can be a very powerful thing. They need to do a whole bunch of stuff together, and it would be really interesting if the 41 Democrats that are being targeted, how many of those 41 are in D.C. or back in their district? Mm-hmm. I want to know that answer. Let's see, I've got one more. This is McCarthy talking about China.
China, in particular, has now passed a controversial security law. Goodbye, Hong Kong. We have now, we're witnessing the takedown of that autonomous region of China. That deal is done, and we are going to stop with our special status there in response. What I feel is bad for the people of Hong Kong. They're essentially going to be smothered by mainland China.
It's not only bad for Hong Kong, it's bad for the world. Not only did China lie to the entire world so thousands of people have died, China has not only lied to the entire world, they put their name on a piece of paper of a treaty of how they would handle Hong Kong for 50 years, and now they just showed they would never keep their word. When they built the islands and they told Obama that they'd never weaponize them,
they did.
They lied there too. When they steal our technology and say they do not, they lie there too. When they send people over into our universities and we have to arrest them when they're getting on the airplane with our secrets, they lie then too.
And
they lie when they paid for the Harvard professor to steal the secrets inside the technology that he was working on.
That way, Kevin. Let me go to a break. Dan Mar Show, final segment coming up.
In your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe, and when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
It's Billy with AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Time to get back on the road. And if you need tires, brakes, alignments, scheduled maintenance services, or just that pesky check engine light fixed, we do it all from oil changes to engines and transmissions at the best prices in the River Region. We have great people dedicated to repairing your vehicle right the first time. And tires, we have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Trustworthy. Accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. You want to get your shots in? Well, you better call. Papa B, dude. Let's go to the phones to Papa B. Papa B, Papa B.
Hi, Dan, it's Joey.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. So China, communist China lied. I can't tell you how I'm so shocked.
I can tell you're shocked.
How is this even a mystery or news to anybody? China, communist Chinese stole our technology. Oh, perish the thought, Dan. How's anybody surprised about this?
Well, they're saying it out loud. Thank goodness.
Well, thank goodness. Oh yeah, and China, you know, has active spies working inside our inside academia. Boy, that's just, you know, unreal, unbelievable. When people get upset and astonished by this, I cannot imagine. It's just, but you're right. At least people are saying it out loud now. Of course, the Democrats, you hear crickets about this. Nothing. They wouldn't say a word about it. So the only people that are really saying anything are really, and not, I mean, I'll tell you something, not many Republicans are saying much about it.
It depends on who you're talking to. Tom Cotton is all over this. He is big time on this. Lindsey Graham is getting better at it, but he's not nearly in Tom Cotton's field. Get it, Cotton field?
Now, what about our dear senator from the great state of Utah?
What's his name? Okay. Mitt Romney?
Mitt Romney. No. What was his name?
Pierre Delecto.
Pierre Delecto. What about old Pierre?
Pierre, you got to remember now, he and the Chinese are buds.
So he's not saying anything, is he? Anyway.
Well, let me tell you something. And when you look up the word disappointment, it's a picture of Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
Romney and Chief Justice Roberts. But anyway, I wanted to just touch on this real quick.
Sure.
You know, the race car, the BLM thing, you know. Dan, you know, the guy that started BLM is the son of a billionaire who used the race car to extort his billions out of the various places that he worked over the years, and his son has just come up with the latest, greatest race card called Black Lives Matter. Okay, and you know, I really have trouble and I guess sympathy for people that can't recognize a deceptive statement. I mean, I've been deceived before, so I've been in the same boat. You know, the very concept Black Lives Matter is a deceptive, a stigmatic, and presumptive lie, okay? I mean, on its face, it assumes that somebody, somewhere, doesn't believe that Black Lives Matter. Well, who is that one somebody? Where is he? Let's get that rascal. But then you can't find them. So the dumb-butted naivete liberal folks, they go about seeking to try to, let's see if we can satisfy this Black Lives Matter, you know, stigma that's been cast upon us. And, you know, after a while, you realize, well, you really can't satisfy it.
Yeah.
Because basically, instead of an individual calling another individual racist, he just threw the whole race card right on the table and said, you're all racist. Now prove it. Now prove me wrong.
Right.
Okay?
Put me wrong by giving me what I want.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's extortion.
Because whatever they want, it will never be enough.
Never be enough. And when you get right down to it, after a while, they're supposed to have gone around trying to satisfy this stigma. You know, you get down to it. We want money, and we want power, and we want everybody else to shut the hell up.
There you go.
That's all. You know, so I don't know how we're going to, you know, try to marginalize this BLM because, you know, there is money behind it. There's corporate power behind it. Appears there's political power behind it. But black nationalism doesn't work any better than white nationalism. They're both wrong, and they both need to be carried straight to the sewer and flushed into it post haste. So,
yeah, but my here's my problem, though, and I mentioned this yesterday. I'm feeling that Black Lives Matter is getting mainstreamed into stuff, that the BET Awards banquet that they did on Sunday night, that was pretty mainstream for BLM, considering they only have 15 chapters in North America. And I'm really getting worried that this is being captured and is seen as a political movement by Americans. And they're lobbing onto it. They don't.
Yes, they are.
And they don't know what they stand for. They don't. They just want everybody to know that they believe that Black Lives Matter. But they don't. When you go to that website and you read that stuff, it is nothing but a Marxist theorem. That's all it is.
That's all it is. And then just one other thing, I have an observation.
Please.
Isn't it funny, Dan, that there were people that hollered and screamed to the high heaven about segregation back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and on into today. But it looks to me like the Black America is segregating themselves. I mean, you got Black colleges, you got Black churches, you got Black Lives Matter, you got BET, you got you've got Black Miss America. It's interesting. I mean, I don't know what to do about it, really, or say about it, but it appears to me that there's a whole lot of folks that really don't have a problem with segregation at all. I don't agree with it, but, you know, it's funny to me that people that holler about it the loudest pretty much practice it. What do you say about that?
Well, a lot of the institutions that you mentioned have been that way for a lot of years, particularly the churches. I mean, they say the most segregated hour in America is during church time. But
okay, let's take churches out of the equation then. You got Black colleges, you got Black...
Yeah, well, you've had Black colleges for a long time. Morehouse has been around, Alabama State University has been around for a long time. Tuskegee's been around
for a long time. So you don't view it as segregation then?
No, what they do is they call them historically Black universities. And they're people, and I've met a large number of them. There are people here that go to Alabama State University. So, and they come from the East so they can experience a Black college in the South. That's what they come here for. They come to Tuskegee in particular for that. But you just have to be a lot smarter to go to Tuskegee than you do Alabama State University. I think the ACT, I think the SAT score or ACT score at Alabama State University is, can you fog a mirror? You're in. Papa B, I gotta go, baby.
Sweet Creek, 528.
You're in.
Thanks, bye.
Joey.
Yes?
I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Bedell the Great. He's next. Adios.